good friend of mine and I had been riding a little pony cart around his, you know, his grandparents' farm. And at the end of the ride, he handed me a brush and a comb and told me to wipe the horse down, comb her, brush her. And I got around toward the back end of that little pony, and she had her tail up in the air. And something just went ka-ching. Girl pussy, pony pussy, pussy.
Vagina.
And I looked around real quick and touched it.
Mr. Mac touched my horse.
Vagina!
When I actually went out and had intercourse with that pony mare, I didn't feel that I was being weird. I felt that I was being superior.
Vagina pack!
When you wake up in the middle of the night and your husband's not there, the barn is rather close to the house, you know.
You know what's going on.
Yes.
A piece of ecstasy.
She's gorgeous. My God, that is a beautiful little pony.
This is a pretty girl here. She's an Arabian.
Wow, look at her. Snap her down. What? Where? Then they realize, oh, damn, it's a horse.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses at the barn. And I took him in and introduced him to my miniature stallion. And my miniature stallion was masturbating. And so one thing led to another, and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down, and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist.
That's unbelievable.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic to watch this.
It's unbelievable.
It didn't shock me at all. In fact, I was like, this is pretty cool.
Hello, pretty boy.
Hubba hubba.
Hello, pretty one.
Hello.
It just feels so good inside. I wouldn't take nay for an answer.
You stand a pretty woman and a pretty mare? I'll take the mare.
I shared him with 3 other horses. There were times where I could accept it. There were times when I resented it.
Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
Vagina.
I like to suck on him orally.
Oral sex.
And he especially enjoys that.
Oh, yeah. Warm, yeah.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion.
Anal sex.
He penetrates me, and it's
unbelievable.
He grunts and wickers and blows in my ear, etc. And that is very erotic to me, more so than the physical sex.
It was great. Fantastic. It was so good, I about passed out. I'm getting nervous. That horse is staring at me.
When other people go out and, let's say, rent adult videos, do you rent Mr. Ed?
No, I don't rent Mr. Ed. I have almost every episode on tape.
Hey, Wilbur, they go for these tall, handsome horses.
We're going to go for a little ride.
Well, all right. Who am I riding?
Huh? I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea Market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're going to rape you. We're going to take
care of you. Oh my God.
Yes, it breaks. Tim Henson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great program. It's really weird. Last couple days, I have been having throat issues. I'm pretty sure I have throat cancer now. I don't know. It's just like there's like this weird thing in my throat that hurts. And sometimes when I'm yelling or I don't know, when I'm like starting the show, I'm going, hey, free, like there's something that is really hurting me. And I'm assuming it's, see, right there. I'm assuming that when I'm saying assuming, it really hurts. So that's why I keep saying it over and over. Assuming. I'm going to destroy my voice. Maybe it's because I don't do vocal warm-ups and I'm getting to the age where, you know, because I don't talk a lot in my personal life. I'm very quiet. I see very few people on a day-to-day basis. The only time I talk is when I turn on the microphone. So maybe my voice is just not ready. So I'm thinking maybe I need to start doing some vocal warm-ups. I search for vocal exercises on YouTube, and the best I could find is this bitch, Kathy Hill, who has some sort of music program for kids. So this is like vocal warm-ups for children.
And so let's pretend that we are following a bee around the room, okay? And so we're going to go...
That's just hurting my voice more.
Now, when you do that, when you get higher, okay, you're going to think about throwing your voice into your head voice. And a good way for guys to feel this, or maybe so obnoxious girls too, is to think about what it would feel like if you were, like, sick at your stomach, okay?
Oh.
Like,
I like this vocal exercise better, where you just mimic, you know, someone throwing up. That hurts my throat too, though. Nothing's working.
Just think about humming, okay? And so let's...
I don't want to do that. This is the roller coaster
now,
thing.
When you do that...
Like you're going
you
up the hill. And then down the hill. I don't think that's going to help. I'm going to have to do some more research on this. Maybe I just need to gargle with something salty. You know, if I listen to my audience, I'm such a big fucking faggot. I'm gargling cum every night. But I don't know. Apparently that's not working. Maybe I've got herpes down my throat now or something. All that cock I've been swallowing. Hey, I've got a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Oh, no. Again, everything I do with my voice... probably explains why it's fucked up. Like, that's not good for your voice. It's not a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. It is a new U-tard. And this guy is Cree to the Eepy. Something is severely wrong with him. Take a listen here. And by the way, I just have to mention this. Whoever is designing audio programs like GarageBand or Sound Studio or Gold, you know, whatever program you use... why do you people put the record button right next to the play button? It's so easy to accidentally hit record when you want to hit play. You know what I mean? It happens to me all the time. A little slip, just put a little space in between those two, for Christ's sakes. I'm always hitting record, and it starts recording over the stuff that I want to play. All right, so here we go. I'm playing audio from an audio program here because the audio on the YouTube video... was so shitty. He's using a microphone, but it only comes through, like, on one channel, like the left side or something, so I had to, like, fix it up. All right, take a listen to this creep.
Hi, this is Jay Herod, and over the years, people have asked me as to why I wear skirts.
Yeah, that would be the first question I would ask, you know, some weirdo wearing a skirt. Why the attire?
In women's microfiber underwear.
Oh, right, so it's not just skirts... but women's microfiber underwear.
And women's microfiber underwear.
Not just any underwear. Microfiber.
And women's microfiber underwear. And, well, the reason is simple. Years ago, I got severe heat rash so bad, I had to sit on the edge of a seat for a month. So I went back to my doctor.
So he got heat rash, like, on, like, I'm assuming, like, his inner thighs and his ass and shit.
So I went back to my doctor, and he said, Jay, you got to start wearing skirts and the microfiber underwear.
I would totally get a second opinion. What doctor, you know, comes to that conclusion? Look, Jay, I don't know. We can't do anything for you. The only thing I can possibly think of is start wearing women's clothing.
So I went back to my doctor.
The real medical professional.
And he said, Jay, you got to start wearing skirts and the microfiber underwear.
That sounds reasonable.
He said he had tried every prescription that he knew of. And, well, he couldn't do anything for me. So it was either swallow my pride and start wearing the skirts or keep on suffering from severe heat rashes. So when it gets hot, yeah. I do wear skirts, and this is my Desert Storm skirt. Oh,
very manly. It's a camo print.
And women really like it. I know it's short, but hey, the way I see it, women wear short skirts, right? And this is silhouette. Well, this was made for a woman, so what the heck?
It's a silhouette. I guess, is that the brand?
I'm wearing underwear underneath, so it doesn't matter. And by the way, guys, you should try wearing skirts. No one's going to think nothing of it. And I used to wear a size 18, which is a 38 in a men's, till I lost 71 pounds. And so now I wear a size 14 in a skirt, which is a size 34 in men's pants. And so anyway, now you all know as to why I wear skirts. And when I sit down...
This guy's been, like, making videos for years, and he never explained why he's always in a skirt.
And when I sit down, I do know how...
That to, really should be your first video. Let's get that out of the way.
And when I sit down, I do know how to cross my legs so my underwear can't be seen.
Because I'm a lady.
And, well, that's it for now. Now you know why I wear these skirts. Oh, and I'm not embarrassed about it. I'm not ashamed.
You should be.
It's no big deal. Well, that's it for now. This is Jay Harrod again. Thank ya.
What the fuck? This guy has tons of videos. I could do, like, just a week entirely on this guy.
Thank ya.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Jay. I'm sorry. Thank ya, Jay.
Thank ya.
All right, moving on now. I've got another example of how old people are just out of it. Here is an old lady trying to sing Justin Bieber.
No, I'll be there. You really are my love. You are my heart. Never be apart.
I think she's missing some lyrics.
You're just friends. When...
No,
all right,
sake.
In my
Stop
eyes,
fair
love, baby, you, I'm like baby, no, baby.
This is a baby.
I thought you would always be mine, baby, oh, baby.
Baby.
Thought you would always be mine.
All right, enough. Jesus Christ. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a personal story to share with you. Now, there was no show on Monday. I was very sick with the shits and the flu and the this and the that and the chills and the fever. And I really felt like I was getting better. But every time I eat, I'm shitting a Niagara Falls worth of crap out of my ass. Liquid, molten crap. Up until an hour or two ago, I thought I would be doing DVDA today, but I don't want to risk it. Like, after I eat, I pretty much have to just sit by the toilet, right? So I'm on standby, right? Because for the next couple hours, it really is just a shitstorm. When I got back from lunch today, I said, okay, I've got to record this because I don't think you guys believe me, like how bad this shit is. So here's some proof. I don't want anyone mad because there's no DVDA today. So I needed to prove to you that I am very sick. So here we go. This is what went down a few moments ago.
All right, guys. This is a real problem here. I've got the shits, I think. Take a listen to this nonsense.
This is right after I went to lunch. That is not urine. That is poop coming out of my ass.
Nonsense.
Listen to this. Liquid. Jesus. Blown out the speakers.
Whew.
It gets worse. Very frothy.
Damn. I am still on the toilet. It was a... Oh, hold on. I feel something percolating.
Right.
Usually, I'm sorry, I'm still straining. Usually when I have the shits and I want to record myself, I will attach, you know, those headphones with a microphone on the thing, you know, so I can just sort of like hang the little headphones and mic into the toilet. But I don't have that. It was a situation where I really needed to shit quickly, so I'm shoving my whole fucking iPhone down the bowl. Hope I don't get any splashback. Disgusting. My chin will be on shit. All right. Not good. Not good. All right. It's very frothy.
All right, you get the idea. It goes on for like another minute or two, but I won't subject you guys to that. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. No DVDA today. I got to sit tight by the toilet bowl. Get ready for round three and four. But that's okay, because I've got a bunch of DVDAs that I haven't yet posted on the sideshow. I'm going to get around to that. So you guys have some DVDA to listen to if you're a Sideshow Freak. If you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs like the one yesterday. It clocked in at over an hour. Tomorrow I've got a Sideshow exclusive Thursday podcast. And don't forget, all next week, Sideshow exclusive programs. So you're not going to get Distorted View if you are not paying members next week. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, have you guys heard about Shia LaBeouf? Or is it LaBeouf? I don't. It's Shia LaPenis, basically. Yes, yes. Oh, he's naked. Is putting naked and famous people in music videos the only way veteran indie bands can get any attention anymore? Well, not long after the Flaming Lips got a Badu or two to get naked in their latest clip, Icelandic indie act Sagir. I don't know who these people are. I barely know who the Flaming Lips are. I don't know what a Badu is. Is that like Erica Badu? I kind of want to see her naked. What the hell's a Badu? B-A-D-U. Is that some sort of like indigenous people or something? Sounds like something National Geographic would be all over. Ah, they're part of the Badu people. All right, well, not long after the Flaming Lips got a bidet or two to get naked in their latest clip, Icelandic indie act, the only Icelandic indie act I'm aware of is the one who wears the swan dresses, Bjork. But apparently there's another one out there, Sigur Ross, S-I-G-U-R-R-O-S, sure, never heard of them, is unveiling a new video for, oh, for the fuck's sake, for Jagur Piano. I probably mangled most of the words in those last two sentences. And it features a lot of Shia. Like, pretty much all of him. That's right, his cock and balls. According to the press release, the video is meant to depict a man and woman locked in a never-ending cycle of addiction and desire. Now, I watched this video where there are naked people. Tim Henson is there. And I don't understand what the fuck is going on. What I appreciate, though, is that both the broad in the video and Shia... I'm sorry, it's coming out of both ends. I've got gas coming out of my mouth and my ass. What I appreciate about this video is that they get naked pretty much at the beginning. So you don't have to watch the whole excruciating music video. If you just want to see his dick, you know, it's like within the first 30 seconds, I think. You can watch it on YouTube. Now, this is what I don't understand. I'm always very careful about depicting nudity on DVDA. I fail miserably. Usually there's a cock or a tit or a vagina or something. It's really become a tradition. Like, there's always like a split second of a cock or a cunt, and I freak out every single time. I still haven't been kicked off of Ustream, but why should I even care? YouTube is allowing this? Come on, man. It's just nudity. Or a, you know, cucumber going inside of a vagina. Or a little light scat play. Come on, grow up. Ustream. All right. Incidentally, it also depicts Shia LaBeouf's penis. Well, no shit. That's what the whole news story is about, for Christ's sakes. If you want to check it out, just, you know, search for Shia cock or something. I don't know. All right. Second story we have for you today. I have very little information to share with you. A new report by federal auditors say a Kansas-based company may have paid out as much as $4.2 million in potentially fraudulent Medicare claims for penis pumps. And the auditors are asking the company to refund the government the money. The Health and Human you really think they still have that $4.2 million? They've blown it by now. The Health and Human Service Inspector General said it sampled 100 claims made with Postivac. I'm familiar with that. The Dodge City-based penis pump. I'm aware of it, I should say. I've never used it. I don't need a penis pump. My cock is very firm and hard. And throbbing. And veiny. And a little smelly. The Dodge City-based penis pump manufacturer and, where am I at here? The Health and Human... Let me try that again. The Health and Human Service Inspector General said it sampled 100 claims made with Postivac, the Dodge City-based penis pump manufacturer, and found improprieties in more than half of payments for what are known as male vacuum erection systems. The errors range from the company's failing to maintain proof that it delivered the pumps to customers to one instance when the physician's approval order wasn't even signed by the doctor. Together, those claims from the small sample amounted to $18,007 in billings, and when multiplied across Postivac's entire set of 28,000 claims, the potential for fraudulent payments came to more than $4.2 million. Well, that's a bit of a stretch, right? It's the potential of $4.2 million. Postivac submitted unsupported claims because it lacked adequate internal controls to ensure that it collected and maintained the required documentation. That's a $4.2 million. That's a lot of penis pumps out there. The vacuum systems are considered durable medical equipment and therefore eligible to be paid for as claims under Medicare. In a response to auditors on behalf of Postivac, Wayne H. Van Halen, president of the Van Halen Group. What? I think David Lee Roth has something to do with the Postivac. Oh, no. What is this? Oh, I know what this is. This is where I sing karaoke. And all of my audience fast forwards a few minutes. This song must have been one of Van Halen's last hits from the early 90s. Great music video. Right now. You know what else is interesting about this song? It was used in the advertising for Crystal Pepsi. And the commercials of Crystal Pepsi kind of mimicked the music video. Wow! Bam! All right, I'll sing a little bit of this. Bow! There's a long instrumental here. Sorry. Here we go. Wait, not yet. They psych you out, kind of. Normally, you'd start right there, but it's the next one. Don't want to wait till tomorrow. Why put it off another day? Turn it. Stand in our way. Oh, one step ahead, one step behind. Now you gotta run to get even. Make future plans, don't dream about yesterday. Come on up, turn this thing around right now. Hey, it's your tomorrow. Everything. Miss a beat, you lose the rhythm. I like this song. Another vowel's in the place. Oh no, bam, bam. Ah, only missed by a fraction. Slipped a little off your pace.
Lisa, bam, bam, bam. The more things you get, the more you want. Just try, I don't know. Okay, I'm not very good. Thank you.
I should state that this news story has absolutely nothing to do with Van Halen, nor the song right now. I don't know why I'm singing. Oh, because it's Van Halen. It's one letter off. You know, my name is one letter off from Jim Henson. And you don't see me singing Mahamana every day. All right, where am I at here? Let me just finish this stupid story. Yes, the Postivac. Quote, in question, here is not if these services were delivered, but the format of the proof of delivery. We have provided proof that the packages were delivered, which includes the elements requested by Medicare and has been confirmed by the third-party delivery service. So apparently, the company is trying to work... And provide verification. Mr. Van Halen did acknowledge a claim paid out when there was no doctor signature and that two other claims where there was no clinical documentation of a problem were in error. So, you know, they made a few minor errors, but still, they're saying, you know, by far, the Postivac is on the up and up. Just like the old man's penis who's using the Postivac on the up and up. All right, final story we have for you today. Wah, wah. The story comes from Washington. Look like a leprechaun to me. Yes, a bunch of, quote, little leprechauns beat up a man in Belltown on Saturday. The bruised and bloodied victim told police. Police say they received... Bath salts had to have been involved, right? Police say they received reports about the fight at around 1:55 a.m. on Bell Street near the Alaskan Way Viaduct. But when they arrived, they saw numerous people running from the scene. It was pandemonium. Police then saw a man on the ground who was covered in blood and holding his head and screaming in pain. Fucking leprechauns. When police asked the man who was involved in the fight, he says it was a bunch of leprechauns that were mad because he was dancing with a girl. Trying to steal his pot of gold or something. Like, here's the thing. There were a bunch of people running from the scene. The police couldn't have found one of those people and said, hey, excuse me, we've got a man here who was beaten up. Perchance, were there leprechauns in the area? You know, somebody corroborate that story. You know, I was thinking of words that I can't say, you know, when I was trying to stumble through the word corroborate. You know what word I can't say? And there are a lot of them, but I just remembered another one. You know the black chick that was on Star Trek? How do you pronounce that name? Have I mentioned that before on the show? I have a real problem saying Uhura. How do you say it? I don't know if it's Uhura. Someone say it. I think if someone said it over and over, Uhura. Whatever. Why would you make that so hard to say? God fucking Gene Roddenberry. Thorn in my side. Alright, yes, the man told police one of the assailants was wearing a white tank top, you know, like leprechauns do, but could not provide any more details about the leprechaun. A witness at the scene told police a group of men beat him up. Normal-sized men. The man was taken to the Harborview Medical Center with multiple head injuries. That may have been why he was, you know, saying that he was beat up by leprechauns, because his head was mushed up. And cuts and bruises on his face, back, knuckles, and elbows. Police were unable to find the leprechaun or anyone else involved. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm getting closer. You hora. All right, a couple voicemails here. Let's check in with my freaking dickies.
Tim, I've got a couple of
I was just singing that song the other day. Because I heard it. It's not what I was thinking when I saw black people or something. I just happened to run across that song. Nigga, 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 nigga. All these motherfucking niggas.
Hi, Tim. First-time caller, long-time listener Aaron from Canada calling. I was listening to the podcast today, and you said that you wanted some brand-new callers, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
I love Canada. I don't care what any of you people say. Canada is a great country. I've only been to Toronto, but it is very clean there. The people are so nice. Every time I go there, I have a great time. I want to go back. You know, Joey loves Canada. So I haven't been there in a couple years, but usually like for Joe's birthday or something, we'll all go to Canada. and have a good time. That's where I remember last time I tried poutine. Poutine. There was a huge discussion about that on the program. But yeah.
Hi, Tim. First time caller, long time listener Aaron from Canada calling. I was listening to the podcast today, and you said that you wanted some brand new collars, so I figured I'd give it a shot. I wanted to share with you a little experience. I purchased some things from Adam and Eve, actually. Last week, you had the highlight of the week, which was a penis pump, and I figured I'd go ahead and order it, so I applied the coupon code, and I got the 50% discount.
Listen to that! You use coupon code FREAK or DEVY at checkout. It's you know, our great sponsor, Adam and Eve, if you don't know what he's talking about. Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult entertainment products, like penis pumps, but they also have movies, stuff for girls, stuff that you could get your girl. You know, like, it is kind of weird. Like, depending on what type of relationship you have, if you get your fucking girlfriend, you know, a clit stimulator or something, she might be like, oh, great, that's weird. But, you know, you can get her, like, you know, like, sexy outfits and or shit like that. You know, it's good time. Stuff for couples. Go there right now. Save 50. You can get 50% off just about any item. Add something to your cart. Use coupon code DV. It's two little letters, and it'll save you 50%. You can also use coupon code FREAK if you've never used a coupon code before. You'll get free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, plus 50% off. All right.
So it only cost me $10, which was pretty...
$10 for a fucking penis pump! That's amazing!
Pretty cool. I got my free three adult DVDs, so I went ahead and got, I think, Cream Pie... Queens 2 and two other DVDs, and the mystery gift was...
Like, this is a great call. This is a great first-time caller. You know what I mean? Like, he's making sense. He's not afraid to talk about what he purchased from Adam and Eve. He got some fucking cream pie video.
It's just another coupon, but the best part of the story is that I had just gotten it the day before. I left the box open on my kitchen counter, wide open, and I woke up the next day, decided to get really high and take a shower, and... What I know, my dad's banging on my door,
so
he barges in, and because in my pot-riddled brain, I forgot to put that box away, so we had to have this whole discussion with this huge box of porn in the middle of the desk in front of us, and I didn't know what to say. It was a very awkward situation.
Yeah.
And I can thank you for that, Tim Henson.
You could have lied and said the penis pump was some sort of, like, kitchen, you know, flavor injector or something.
So thank you.
I don't know how you would explain the movies. But look, what's great is Adam and Eve, you know, will ship in a very discreet box. Like, you're not going to – it's not like – it doesn't say the word, like, sex toy or anything on the box. But, you know, once you open it, you know, you got to be careful. It's in your hands at that point.
Hi, Tim. This is Sick Charlie from Pittsburgh. He asked for new people to call in. Been listening for a couple of years. Never had the balls to call in. So
listen to this.
The balls.
I love. Look, I am not. Am I really that awful to callers? You guys have to. You know. You don't have to say. You know that you worked up the strength or courage to call in. I'm not that horrible. But look, if you're an ass to me, or if you've got nothing to say. This guy was just calling in to say he's a new listener and he likes the program and yada yada. That's fine.
Hey, what's going on, Sydney?
Oh, Jagoo to you.
Jagoo.
You know, listen to, I think it was the 6th. No, it was the 30th. It was last month, the 30th. Listen to that show and you started off with the, like your little challenge of tolerability.
Oh, test of patience. And it's got stuck in your head.
You warned me after the song was gone. You warned me. You warned us all. It's going to get stuck in your head. It's a catchy tune. And yeah, it is a catchy tune. I can't stop fucking listening to it.
Yeah.
Singing it to all my friends. They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but that's all right. Know what the fuck I'm talking about in the first place.
Maybe I'll try to master a nice high-quality version and post it on the sideshow so you guys can have that. Maybe make it a ringtone.
Still working on that podcasting site, so some of the links still aren't working, but we'll get it working in the next couple of days. That'll do it. We'll see you back here tomorrow for an all-new episode. Thursday.
People are assholes.
You guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Tim, it's you.
Yes, that's me. Why was I playing Hold On Loosely as an ending? That's an odd way to end the show. I must have played that at some point during the show. That's not a normal ending song.
Tim, this is Rorschach, the rapist.
Rorschach?
Raptor. I just wanted to let you know that I figured out how cars work, and I'm coming for you.
All right. Right. He unlocked the powers of the automobile, and I'm going to get raped. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Fine. Yeah.
Thank you. Guys, spread the distortion. Very important. Tell all your friends, you know, if you think your friend might be interested in something a little crazy like this podcast, tell them about it. That's the only way we get new listeners. I ain't advertising this fucking thing. You think I'm putting money into this podcast? Please. I wish I could. I've been trying to think of ways to advertise the show, and you know, I don't have tons of money to do it, but if you guys could think of a good way to advertise DV, I was thinking, you know, on the side of school buses would be good, but that idea fell through. So if you guys can think of some creative ways to market the show, let me know. I'm willing to listen to this shit. All right, tomorrow we've got a Sideshow exclusive program, so if you are paying members, be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday and the week with the Friday show on Friday. Now I've got the Rebecca Black song stuck in my head. All right, until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Don't want to wait till tomorrow. Why put it off another day? One more walk through problems. Build up and stand in our way. Oh, one step ahead, one step behind. Now you gotta run to get even. Make future plans. To dream about yesterday. Come on, turn this thing around right now. Hey, it's your tomorrow. Right now, come on, it's everything. Right now, catch a magic moment. Do it right here and now. It means everything.
Help you.